Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks episode 122. I am Neil.
I'm Annalise.
Hi, Annalise.
Hi.
My voice is still all scratchy from last night. I feel like I'm all,
I just thought something.
How are you this lovely day?
I am good. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I'm tired.
I am as well. However, today we really have reasons to be tired.
Yes.
We're recording a little earlier because after we record this, we are recording with the Agent Palmer.
Yes. We might have a brief burrito break in the middle, though. We'll see.
I don't think we'll have time.
No.
No. Didn't we say we were going to go after?
Did we say that?
Yeah, it's what you said earlier.
This might have been what I said.
Yeah. So, Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up.
The Palms.
That episode will actually be episode 124.
We're going to Palmerify it.
Very nice of him to do with and for us. Mm-hmm. But you'll hear more about that in a couple episodes. So check that out. Besides that, we are exhausted because we went out last night and stayed out way past our bedtime.
We partayed with a capital T.
Old people style. And then we still got up at a regular time today.
Yes.
I was so tired, I actually took a nap.
Yeah. You went back to bed.
After we did all our morning stuff, I was like, I think I'm going to lay down. It was like, go to the gym or lay down. And I thought, well, maybe I'll lay down for a few minutes. I'll go to the gym.
Right.
And I thought I laid down for like 10 or 15 minutes. It was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Something like that.
Felt good.
I was trying really hard to be quiet. I think I did pretty good.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, yesterday, Friday,
right?
I was tired before we even left the house.
Right.
And I thought we'd go downtown, we'd go to the Napa Palisades, a little brew house thing that we go to.
Taproom, yeah.
Have a couple beers, maybe your burrito boot, what is it called? Burro.
The burro punch.
Burro punch.
Comes in a boot.
And then come home and early night, watch some TV. Have some Subway sandwiches and crash out nice and early. Because this is my last weekend before. After this weekend, I don't have a day off until the day we leave for Jamaica in mid-August.
Tomorrow's going to feel so weird. Like, it's going to be like a sad day. I'm like, okay, so.
Yeah, but then Monday starts the same, you know, our routine. So that was so we went out and then. Was it during the day Lisa contacted you?
I had messaged. I think we talked about it last weekend. We met a lovely woman by the name of Lisa, and she is a Lagunitas rep.
The Lagunitas beer?
Rep, yeah.
Not the town.
No. And we got along really well, and we friended each other, like, on Facebook, and then I messaged her on, because I saw, like, a couple of her posts, and I saw she posted, like, the beer circus tickets and stuff were going on sale, and so I just messaged her and I just said, hey, I just want to say again, it was great to meet you, blah, 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 blah. And then she messaged me back and said, oh, yeah, cool, awesome. And then I messaged her back. I'm like, cool, awesome. I don't think you guys need to know the whole breakdown of that conversation.
Right.
And then she said, hey, you guys can be around tonight. We're doing another.
Tonight being last night.
Last night. Yeah. Another Firkin. Is that how you say Firkin?
Firkin.
Firkin. Another Firkin event. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I contacted you or whatever. And I was like, yeah, we were actually
contacted me.
Yeah.
Wow. On the contact list.
Yes. Well, I called you. And then we were going out for happy hour anyway. So I said, yeah, I'll swing by. And so after we went out for beers for happy hour at Palisades, we
went to another place.
We walked down the street.
Around the corner. Yeah.
Which is another little tap house kind of thing that has a lot of pool tables. What is like 15 pool tables in there?
They have a lot, but they have like what?
And darts.
40, 50 beers on tap?
Uh-huh.
Have a lot of beers, and it's just a
tap room. They just have beer. They have wine. They have one cider, I think, that comes in a bottle.
And it's more of like a pool hall beer place, kind of.
Yeah,
it's not like all hoity toity, fancy schmancy. It's kind of just it's where the kids go.
Yeah, and there's a lot of TV. Well, there's a lot of TVs.
Yeah, it's kind of sports on.
Yeah,
it's a it almost feels like a big. Empty. Well, it's one big room.
Yeah, it's one really big room. I think like if you're thinking like restaurant style, it would be like the sports bar.
Yeah.
But sports bar and grill or something. But they don't actually serve food, do they?
I don't think they do anymore.
Yeah.
I thought they did. I don't know. Anyway. So we went there and we saw Lisa and Kevin and Garrett, and Lagunitas was having their hop stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they they were doing. So it was kind of cool. So it's hung out with them. And then as we kept having more beer, getting louder, we kept hanging out.
We kept hanging out. And we hang out. And then we hung out. And then we hung out.
And then you guys got hungry.
Right. And
everybody got hungry. Yeah. And so we actually went back to Palisades.
Because they were still open and they still have food.
And by then it was 11 p.m.
Right.
And we stumbled down there. And it was hilarious. Fortunately, I didn't have so much to drink. Like, I didn't feel hungover this morning, but I had enough to drink where I know I was tipsy and having a good time. Mm-hmm. And I became that guy who tells the one joke over and over and over all night long because I just think it's so freaking funny. And everyone's laughing because the next day you're like, that's all I said over and over was this one stupid joke over and over and over. So I became that guy.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun. Lisa's a lot of fun to hang. All were. Meeting Garrett was, he was really cool.
Yeah.
Young guy, about 25, guitar player, singer, just kind of cool. We talked music all night, mm-hmm. and then it was neat because Kevin was bass player,
right?
So it was a good time.
Really good people.
Lisa's husband's a Raiders fan, so that was my jokes.
One of the ongoing jokes,
me being a Patriots fan.
And I'm
but really nice people. Thank you very much.
That was awesome. We'll come back to what I was about to say, but all right. I didn't realize that we were out that late until I realized Palisades was closing. And I was like, what time is it?
Yeah, it was that weird, like, I think.
Time flew by. I did not think we were out that late at all. Like, I thought it was like maybe 10.
It was that weird fuzzy, that alcohol fuzziness where you know it's getting late, but it's not really registering. And then even like when we were like, oh, well, we got to get there before it closes. I was like, oh, yeah, we got to get there. You know, it's kind of late. But it wasn't registering. Like, it's actually really late.
Right.
Well, I should have been in bed by now for 4 hours.
Well, I knew that they aren't open super late. So in my head, I kept thinking it was still early. Like, I did not at all ever put those two things together because, again, tipsy.
Yeah.
And so I did not put the things together of, like, we're going to – it's really late. We should go home. And I thought we should go a couple times, but we were having a good time. And I didn't think it was late.
I thought once we actually talked, we were like, should we get out of here? And you were like – you were having fun talking to Lisa. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
As was I, but I'm like, I didn't know because I knew we were both tired. I'm like,
Right. And there was a couple times that I wanted to go, but we were having a good time. I'm like, oh, I can hang out a little bit longer. But again, no clue it was that late. And so we actually got home at midnight.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
And then I finally had my Subway sandwich.
Right.
And your Subway sandwich, for that matter. Then I was really hungry.
Yeah.
All I had all day was my Isagenix protein shake before I went to the gym. That was it. So I was.
Lisa bought me a burger. I owe that girl a meal.
She did. And you know what else I realized is when we shared the Uber home, I never tipped the Uber driver when I got out of the car.
Oh.
So I owe Lisa money for tip too. Right. I didn't think
isn't Uber the thing that they put the tip on the.
No, they don't do that yet.
Okay.
It's just, and for a long time, you weren't supposed to tip Uber.
Right. Just send her a message.
I will, yeah. So, but. It was a good time. It was one of those nights where you're hanging out with like new people and everything progresses naturally and everyone's having a good time and everybody's talking to everybody. It was fun. I had a really good time.
Yeah, I had a good time. And so what I was going to say was Lisa's husband, Bobby, apparently used to
Can we talk about this? We don't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Because we didn't get permission. We're talking about somebody that we don't, he may not want. Because someone can find out who Lisa is.
Oh, I guess so.
Because she worked for Lagunitas. So she'd be easy to find. So, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal, but
I don't think it's a big deal
check,
at all. But yeah.
I just feel weird. Right. I always feel weird about stuff like that.
All right. Talking about other people that know you're talking about him?
Yeah. It's like we haven't met him yet. So,
That's a good point.
We might meet him and he's like, oh.
Yeah. I don't think it's a big deal at all. But,
But I'd hate to, I doubt they'd even listen. I doubt anyone would care. But if for some reason Lisa did listen, she's like, oh,
For sure.
Not why I told you that.
I thought I just heard one of the dogs fart. That's why I was like, what? Oh, what's happening down there?
Nine is in. Dobermans are known to be very gassy, and she's growing into her gassiness.
I guess. She's like stretches and is like.
She's doing that weird thing where she sleeps with her eye open. Freaking me out.
I can't even